2021年精编初中英语教学与评估六。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。每个句子念两遍。
1. We should show our thanks to all the medical staff.
We should show our thanks to all the medical staff.
2. Though it's very late, my father is still at work.
Though it's very late, my father is still at work.
3. To make a candle burn, you light it.
To make a candle burn, you light it.
4. It's really exciting to enjoy the concert at weekends.
It's really exciting to enjoy the concert at weekends.
5. Look out! The floor is wet.
Look out! The floor is wet.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。每个对话念两遍。6. Bill, did you have a good time on Binjiang Avenue last Saturday?
Sorry, I didn't go out because of the strong wind.
Question, what was the weather like last Saturday? 请再听一遍。Bill, did you have a good time on Binjiang Avenue last Saturday?
Sorry.I didn't go out because of the strong wind.
Question, what was the weather like last Saturday? Seven. Frank is really a good runner.
But Eddie runs faster than he. Jimmy runs as fast as Eddie.
That's true. Do you know that Victor can run even faster than Jimmy?
Question.Who runs fastest of the four?
请再听一遍。Frank is really a good runner.
But Eddie runs faster than he. Jimmy runs as fast as Eddie.
That's true. Do you know that Victor can run even faster than Jimmy?
Question. Who runs fastest of the four? 8.Oh, I feel a bit hungry, Mom. What time is it now?
It's 11:15. We'll have lunch in 10 minutes.
Question, what time will they have lunch?
请再听一遍。
Oh, I feel a bit hungry, Mom. What time is it now?
It's 11:15. We'll have lunch in 10 minutes.
Question, what time will they have lunch?
9. Where have you put the desk?
I tried it under the big window, but it was too sunny there to study, so I've put it under the little window opposite the door.
Question, where is the desk now? 请再听一遍。Where have you put the desk?
I tried it under the big window, but it was too sunny there to study.So I've put it under the little window opposite the door.
Question, where is the desk now?
10. The lift is over there, Granny.
I know, but I like to walk up.
Question, what does the woman mean?
请再听一遍。
The lift is over there, Granny.
I know, but I like to walk up.
Question, what does the woman mean? 11. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。
Once there was a young man who looked down on the old. He always thought that the old were useless. And he also did this to his father. One day, the young man and his father happened to meet each other in a grove. He suggested that they should take a walk together. As they walked, a beautiful garden came into their sight. He pointed to one of the prettiest flowers and said to his father, "We young people are like this beautiful flower, so healthy, energetic, and full of spirit. What about the old? Just like the falling leaves from a dying tree." Hearing this, his father smiled but said nothing. They continued walking in silence. When they passed a store, the man's father stopped, went in, and bought a walnut. He showed it to his son slowly and said, "We old are like this walnut. We've experienced many hard events in life, so we built up such a firm shell. And at the same time, we also built up a pure inner world. Every fruit is so full grown. But every fruit was born by a flower," said his son. "Yes, but not every flower can bear fruit. We should try to be a flower that can bear fruit."
请再听一遍。
Once there was a young man who looked down on the old. He always thought that the old were useless. And he also did this to his father. One day, the young man and his father happened to meet each other in a grove. He suggested that they should take a walk together. As they walked, a beautiful garden came into their sight. He pointed to one of the prettiest flowers and said to his father, "We young people are like this beautiful flower, so healthy, energetic, and full of spirit. What about the old? Just like the falling leaves from a dying tree." Hearing this, his father smiled but said nothing. They continued walking in silence. When they passed a store, the man's father stopped, went in, and bought a walnut. He showed it to his son slowly and said, "We old are like this walnut. We've experienced many hard events in life, so we built up such a firm shell. And at the same time, we also built up a pure inner world. Every fruit is so full grown. But every fruit was born by a flower," said his son. "Yes, but not every flower can bear fruit. We should try to be a flower that can bear fruit."D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。A young man named Frederick Valentich was flying an aircraft over the Bay Strait in Australia when he disappeared. It happened on October the 21st, 1978.Frederick Valentich was on a training flight when he was being followed by a UFO. Valentich immediately radioed into the Melbourne Air Traffic Control to report the UFO. He claimed that 300 meters above his aircraft, a UFO was trying to get closer to his craft. He also said that his engine was being affected as a result.Right after his disappearance, other people claimed to have seen a UFO. But the officials at the Department of Transport were not satisfied with these reports. Valentich, when asked by the people at the air traffic control, kept saying that the flying body was not an aircraft. As it happened, at 7 p.m., it was possible that Valentich was unable to see the flying object clearly. The controller that Valentich spoke to kept asking a lot of questions and got many details out of Valentich. Valentich was on his way to King Island when he disappeared with his aircraft. His last words were, "It's not an aircraft." This story interested many UFO researchers around the world. There are several possible theories provided by people who have researched the mystery. Some even claim to have solved it.
请再听一遍。
A young man named Frederick Valentich was flying an aircraft over the Bay Strait in Australia when he disappeared. It happened on October the 21st, 1978. Frederick Valentich was on a training flight when he was being followed by a UFO. Valentich immediately radioed into the Melbourne Air Traffic Control to report the UFO. He claimed that 300 meters above his aircraft, a UFO was trying to get closer to his craft. He also said that his engine was being affected as a result. Right after his disappearance, other people claimed to have seen a UFO. But the officials at the Department of Transport were not satisfied with these reports. Valentich, when asked by the people at the air traffic control, kept saying that the flying body was not an aircraft. As it happened, at 7 p.m., it was possible that Valentich was unable to see the flying object clearly. The controller that Valentich spoke to kept asking a lot of questions and got many details out of Valentich. Valentich was on his way to King Island when he disappeared with his aircraft. His last words were, "It's not an aircraft." This story interested many UFO researchers around the world. There are several possible theories provided by people who have researched the mystery. Some even claim to have solved it.